I'm Northeast Wisconsin Bureau Chief Lisa Hale for WISS News. This is Valley Focus, and today we're joined by Yava Engel of the Oshkosh Area Humane Society. Hello, Yava.
Hello, Lisa.
So, I mean, we're coming up fast on one of my favorite days of the year, of course, not just because it's fall, but also because there's candy involved, and that's Halloween. I love my candy, I will admit it. But I was thinking, since you're here from the Oshkosh Area Humane Society, animals, you know, sometimes you see a dog in a costume going out trick-or-treating with the family or whatever. But this is it's kind of a time to think about the safety of your pets for trick-or-treating, not just if you're taking them out, but also if you're not and you're handing out to trick-or-treaters. Tell me some of the things we need to think about.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it is a super fun time of the year. We just had our Halloween trick-or-treating party on Saturday over at the shelter, which was a big success. So we love Halloween too, but there are a few things, like you say, that animal owners need to keep in mind on this day. And one of them being is making sure that your animals are kept safe in the house, in an area where they can cannot accidentally escape the home. It can happen in a heartbeat. Both my kitties are DoorDashers, and they have escaped multiple times, and we've had to find them and carry them back into the house. So keeping the kitties in a safe room where they cannot escape, that's really important. The same with the dogs, really. And something else to keep in mind is that a dog that normally may like children may get scared when they see children in a costume, especially if they're carrying props and swords and lightsabers and things like that. And of course, the masks, it may look very strange and weird to a dog. And so making sure that I would recommend putting the dogs away as well, kenneling them or having them in a different room so they don't get startled and do something that may be out of the character for them.
And I'm glad you mentioned that, because I can remember vividly one of my childhood pets. His name was Cece, and he was a cat. And I came out of a room just wearing a witch's hat. And he looked at me and was like, "Oh, I don't know who you are." Back arched, ran, and hid. And I'm like, he's my cat. It was because I had this weird thing on my head that he had never seen me with. So that does, masks and costumes do affect an animal.
Oh, absolutely. Because they're used to seeing humans in a certain way. Some dogs get scared when they see things they've never seen before, like wheelchairs and canes and weird hats. And so Halloween is even so much more stressful for them. And it's not even just the dogs. I mean, I will tell that my parrot at home, when he saw me coming in my Halloween costume, which was a pirate, and yes, he was my prop at the shelter. He sat on my shoulder the whole time.
Good Cosmo.
But when he heard me walking on the floor in my boots, it was a sound he wasn't used to. So he was not happy to come out of his cage for me. And he was trying to bite me, actually. Just that's how much it can startle. Such small things that are completely out of their normal routine can really scare any animal.
And in addition to that, you've got people coming up to your door, either knocking on it, ringing the doorbell, trick or treat, whatever it is. And that can cause a dog to be a little reactive sometimes.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the doorbell alone, right? That's the barking and the running. And so I would say just be extra cautious and put the animals away, because everyone wants to have fun and the kids want to have fun and the people who hand out candy as well. So I think it's just safest to put them away.
Now, you mentioned candy, and I didn't want to let you get away today without us talking about that, because chocolate can be deadly for dogs. And candy in general is just not a good thing for them to have. So can you talk a little on that?
Oh, absolutely. Chocolate is not good for dogs, just like you said. I'm not sure how much actual cocoa is in some of the candy that is a part of trick-or-treating. But either way, sweets are not really good for the dogs. And so keeping those away from all animals is a really wise idea, and not feeding them to the dogs, and also watching your little ones, making sure that the kids aren't feeding the candy to the animals. Cats are less likely to eat the candy, but if you have cats and dogs, the cats may start playing with the candy and bat it off the tabletop or countertop, and the dogs may get to it. So it's the wrapper that may be potentially dangerous to the dog if they eat the whole thing, and just the candy itself. If it's not chocolate, it would still give them upset tummy, and you don't want any accidents in the house.
Exactly. I mean, when I think of what I call waxy candies, which are like the circus peanuts or the waxed little cola bottles or the waxed lips and all that can cause an obstruction in a dog's intestines. Caffeine, the cocoa has caffeine. Caffeine is very, very bad for the dog's hearts. And just in general, getting sick. I mean, the last time I had a pup throw up in my house, it was a mess.
It is not fun. No. So definitely, I think just to be on the safe side, keep the candy stashed away and just keep an eye on it in general.
So basically, keep your animals in a separate room where they're going to be safe, secured, and happy, you know, when the trick-or-treaters are coming in and out and towards your house. Keep the candy away from the animals and basically use common sense.
Absolutely. Also, make sure your animals are microchipped or at least have a tag. And if they are microchipped, make sure your address is updated should they get out of the house. Mm-hmm. Make sure they have tags with a phone number to be reached at. And just in general, maybe use some calming devices, maybe music in the room to just kind of calm the animals down.
I'm glad you mentioned microchips too and tags, because on Halloween night, if your animal should get out, I know that there are people that work with the Oshkosh Area Humane Society who will, you know, if a police officer says, hey, we've got a dog, can you take it? We'll take the animal to the shelter. And then you got to wait till the next day, though, to pick it up.
That's correct, yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We open at 8 in the morning.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention that in case it should happen to somebody, you know?
Absolutely, and we're here for the animals in our community and for the folks in our community. So should that happen, of course, we're there for you. But we're hoping it doesn't happen and that the animals are safe and sound in your own homes.
Yava, thank you very much for joining me today on Valley Focus. I appreciate you.
Thank you so much for having me. I love coming here, Lisa.